Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
In a game with two teams that don't mind throwing the football, it was the run game that told the tale. Buffalo's top five rushing attack was effectively neutralized by New England, and the Bills' defense had no answer for the Patriots' run game as they rolled up almost 250 yards with Brandon Bolden and Stephen Ridley each going over 100 individually in a 52-28 rout for the Patriots.
They whipped us. Bottom line, they whipped us. They blocked us. We didn't get off blocks and get to the ball. They blocked us, and they were making our corners make a bunch of tackles, and we missed entirely too many tackles.
They did not show us anything that we didn't prepare for. That's why it hurts. Because, yes, we lost the game, but there were many aspects of the game where we beat ourselves.
We can't allow them to get rolling like this. You know, we let them get rolling downhill, and next thing you know, the snowball effect. So they made a lot of good plays, but we gave up a lot of plays. We played Santa Claus a lot on different things, and we can't give a good team like this plays. So that's it. Yeah, gotta go watch film and get better.
Buffalo had a 21-7 lead, but turnovers, including a fumble by C.J. Spiller at the goal line, cost the Bills points, and six total turnovers led to 17 points for New England. Once the Patriots seized the momentum, there was no letting up as they scored on their last seven possessions with six touchdowns and a field goal.
That was crucial. That was totally crucial. That was the turning point of the game, and that's totally on me. There's nobody else. That was me. I just got to do a better job of securing the ball, especially down there. It was a big momentum swing with our defense getting a turnover, and you know, for us to walk away with nothing, you can't do that in winning games.
We beat them last year. We were up three touchdowns last year in the other game. We're up two touchdowns in the second half this game, and that's what's the most frustrating thing, I think, is for some reason. In these games, especially versus these guys, when they start rolling, unfortunately, we haven't had an answer. And we got to figure out why. We got to obviously try to put a stop to that, but we didn't have an answer today.
It looks like we are feast or famine. We either play pretty good or we play really bad. And, we got to get out of that. We're going to make the next step to be a good football team. You can't do that.
The Bills also had some injuries in this one. The most serious suffered by offensive lineman Cordy Glenn and Craig Erbick. Both suffered ankle injuries, and head coach Chan Gailey said both will be out, quote, a while. The Bills have to regroup quickly as they hit the road for two straight games on the West Coast, beginning in San Francisco next Sunday. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.